There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Arm's Length Reporting. For investors who want the whole story, this is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting right now, starting out actually with Chris Temple. The reason we're starting out with Chris is because in terms of an opinion on macro issues, Chris is really as good as anybody out there. Having said that, it's been an interesting year. 2014 was a very interesting year, Chris, in the energy sector. We saw oil plummet down from above $100 a barrel down to in the $50 range. You know, I personally think that that was an action that resulted from a pointed direction of the West wanting to jab Russia a little bit. But some people think I'm nuts when I say that. But I am sticking with that opinion. What do you think 2015 is going to bring for the energy sector, Chris?
Well, I'll tell you, it's an environment that really wrong-footed a lot of people as we went along during the year. I mean, early in 2014 at an energy conference, the CEO of Chevron was talking about how rising costs and fairly decent demand worldwide had really rendered $100 crude oil the new $40 level. And here we are, as 2014 is ending, threatening to go all the way back into the 40s. I mean, this last week, as we're recording this, we've seen a new intraday low for West Texas Intermediate crude below $53. It started out this summer as pretty much a currency play, where a lot of traders decided to get long the U.S. dollar, and as an extension, they were shorting pretty much everything else that is typically the dollar's opposite number, and the biggest victim of that was crude oil. Now we're worried about weaker growth in other parts of the world, but at the same time, what interests me about this, Al, is that if the headlines and the propaganda are to be believed, the U.S. economy is still quite strong. The demand is fairly robust. So, you know, at some point we have to ask ourselves whether crude oil threatening to break down to where we have a four handle on the price is now more of a reflection of the markets overdoing it and everybody getting on the wrong side of the boat as opposed to simple supply and demand. I mean, granted, there are a lot of problems in the world, but look, even this last week when we saw trouble in Libya take some production off the table, the oil price couldn't even muster a bounce. So I think that as we're ending the last few trading days of 2014, as we're recording this, everybody wants to be in the right place for window dressing purposes. They want to be short oil. They want to be long stocks, et cetera. It'll be interesting to see if we get a quick bounce in oil early in the year, or if global growth fears are going to continue to keep it depressed.
Chris, I find the oil market so fascinating because when we do see oil drop, it does trickle down to Joe Sixpack on the street where they see lower oil prices. And a lot of people think that that is very, very positive because, hey, they have more money in their pocket and they can drive their cars however they want. But the fact of the matter is there's also the other side of the coin where there are struggling oil companies, especially in the U.S. and around the world, that cannot sustain their production at these prices. So that means that they are running a loss. But then we can also take the other side of the coin where energy inputs are very high for a lot of other industries. So by lowering these, that does help the bottom line of a lot of producing companies. Moving forward in 2015, what do you think will be the biggest story? Will it be companies defaulting in the oil industry, or will it be cost savings trickling down to either the corporate level or the whole way down to the individual spenders level?
Well, this is a mixed bag, and just like with any commodity over time, Corey, high prices tend to correct high prices. Low prices eventually correct low prices. There is going to be production shut in. There are already announcements of basic services being curtailed. There's CapEx budgets being cut. There will be less drilling in 2015. The interesting thing this time around compared to past cycles, which have been this pronounced as what we saw in 2014, is that this time around we have much greater levels of debt that the energy industry has become dependent on and needs to service. That, to me, is the wild card. I mean, we could say, and there is some truth to this, that the big picture of oil is that consumers have got kind of a tax cut. I mean, in the Chicago area, I was paying under $2.20 a gallon recently. That's pretty darn good. That's half of what it was less than a year ago. A lot of other people are having that same benefit. That is helping consumers out. That's helping to boost consumer spending a little bit. That's all good stuff for companies that use energy as a big input. That's good stuff. This is not a bad story in that sense. But again, the way in which this departs from past episodes like this is that there is a lot of junk debt out there that's been issued. I mean, well over $200 billion industry-wide, which is a record level of indebtedness of U.S.-based energy companies. There are stresses already appearing in the junk bond markets. And the question is, and nobody knows the answer to this until after the fact, does some weak link break this chain and we start to see some domino effects? You know, a little while ago, I was reminding you guys of 1984 when there was a massive bank failure, one of the biggest banks in America, Continental Illinois Bank and Trust Company. I remembered that story, but I didn't remember until I read an article that reminded me of this several weeks ago, that was caused by the early 80s plunge in the oil price, because Continental was a counterparty for a big bank in Oklahoma that was very heavily into loans to the energy sector. When oil crashed in 82 and 83, this bank went under. People looked around and saw that Continental was on the hook, and there was a run on that bank, and it went under. That's the nightmare scenario. Are we going to get there? I don't know. But it's something that is a potential black swan event for this year. Apart from that, I think there's some really interesting investment opportunities opening up. Thankfully, I have not recommended a big exposure to conventional energy stories. I'm going to start incrementally adding what I think are some of the safer ones. There are going to be some instances where companies, even those with good debt levels, but if they have better looking assets, you're going to see some merger activity. You're going to see some of the big integrated companies take advantage of this and take out some players who are in trouble. They'll steal some assets, but you know, people that are in the right small to mid-size companies with good asset bases may do well this year trying to pick a few spots. But to go all in on the sector right now as we're going into the new year, I think is still a little bit too early, because at least where the Saudis are concerned, it's pretty apparent that until we get down below $40, they're just going to let nature take its course. And so this may not all be over quite yet.
The interesting question is, just how long are the powers that be going to let nature take its course? We're clearly not in a supply-demand economy. There's no quite a free market, I guess, is a better way to put it, and that's even true on a worldwide level. Based on that, I would have to say, I don't know. It just nature taking its course could end up taking an awful long time. Chris, we're going to let you wrap this up. We've got about 30 seconds left.
Well, the other thing I'm looking at, Al, is that longer term, there are some interesting stories that have kind of been pushed aside. The nuclear energy story I've talked about from time to time on this program, I think that we're going to be at the beginning of a multi-year boom. I think that there would be more attention being paid now on the part of investors were it not for the fact that typically when oil goes down, it drags everything else with it, whether it deserves to or not. So there's still some good long-term stories there. There's good long-term stories in solar. But it's going to be a time to be patient, be very calculated, and again, not to rush too headlong into this sector quite yet.
Couldn't agree more. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Following Chris Temple, we now have another Chris Martinson. Chris, you got a great website out there. You got millions of fans out across the United States. You're a very insightful guy. I guess the question Corey and I would like to ask is, what do you see happening politically in 2015? Are the Republicans going to shoot themselves in the foot as they have in the past, or are they going to get something done?
you know, I wish I could be more upbeat about this. For all the time I have been following what's been coming out of Washington, D.C., I have been increasingly less and less impressed with what's come out of there. You know, at a time when we have just absolutely massive predicaments, we've got real needs for real leadership, we get things coming out of Washington, D.C., like that act, which basically was almost declaring war against Russia for their actions in Ukraine, and that act was passed, and almost everything in there was of either dubious or certifiably false assertions that were made about Russia. I just consider by the time you got 535 people busy, involved, crafting pieces of legislation that are demonstrably false and dangerously incendiary, that doesn't really inspire a lot of confidence. So I'm kind of looking for more of the same, to be honest.
Unfortunately, Chris, this has been a continuing trend within the United States government as reasons to move into other countries. We've, I think, started a few attacks on a number of different countries on completely false information, but for some reason, nobody follows up or nobody raises a stink after the fact by saying, you were wrong. This information that was fed to the public to support this initiative was absolutely incorrect. And unfortunately, I don't see that changing, but why do you think it's gotten so bad here?
I don't know. It's a really great question. You know, it to me, when I was first starting to really become aware of just how bad it was during the March 2002 to March 2003 when we finally went into Iraq, and there was that whole run-up with the information and the intelligence that they were coming up with. And I knew at the time it was demonstrably false because I'd actually bothered to read the UNSCOM weapons inspector reports, and I knew that there was no chance of thousands of gallons of this and tons of that and VX and sarin and any of that stuff. There was no chance that that was true. And yet you had the Secretary of State, Colin Powell, in front of the UN making very, very obviously false assertions, which he later regretted making. But the people who were involved in making up that information, they lied, and they lied a nation into war, and they lied our nation into attacking another nation, which hadn't even threatened us, had nothing to do with 9/11, had not made one bold overture of saying they were going to do anything against the United States. So to me, that's a vast, vast war crime that was committed right there. You know, people are talking about maybe Cheney should be brought up on the torture crimes that were committed. But honestly, I think attacking another nation without provocation, without casus belli, is one of the larger crimes that does exist. And we I think in not dealing with that, we've just, you know, once you haven't managed to look in the mirror over a crime that large, I guess almost anything goes after that.
You know, this thing with the enhanced interrogation techniques, you know, we kind of put that one to bed by simply stating that our policy on the show is that we abhor violence, okay, end of story. The situation in the Ukraine, and Bob Moriarty mentioned that months ago on our show, and, you know, now you got Oliver Stone talking about it, and it really doesn't make us look very good in particular. But having said that, flipping over to the domestic political front, I'm kind of thinking that the candidates for president in the next election here are going to be Hillary Clinton and Rand Paul. Do you agree with me?
It's entirely possible. I have Hillary. I'm one of the people who doesn't believe that we need a political set of dynasties. You know, I'm all done with Bushes. I'm all done with Clintons in general. I think that what we need in particular is we need brand new leadership. We need people who aren't fully steeped in the D.C. culture, because I get to hang out with people who are quite a bit. And when I do, what I find is they have this, they're locked in a way of thinking. You know, they're like, this is how it works. You don't understand. This is what we can and can't do. And it's kind of like how lawyers deal with stuff. They've just got the whole situation parsed into basically a sense of frozen inevitability. You know, this is just how it has to be. And I think we need fresh. I think we need somebody in there who's really capable of saying, look, you know, we have some major issues going on in this country. Let's just be completely honest. Our Social Security and Medicare programs are completely insolvent. How are we going to deal with those, right? And the way we're currently choosing to deal with them is just pretend they don't exist and wait until those things come and crush us. That's fine, but it's not a great strategy. So I'm personally hoping that we could get somebody in there or a set of candidates where we could really choose between people who actually have some real vision for where to take this country, and I've yet to see anybody articulate something that makes me stand up and say, oh yeah, that's it.
Boy, I really wish we could get somebody in there, Chris, that does make a change. And we saw Obama run on that campaign of change, and I don't think that we've seen anything close to what he's promised, and that's why people are disappointed right now. But the continuing aspect in my mind is that we're going to continue to be disappointed until we do see somebody really come out of the woodwork and unify all these middle party people that don't like either side, and then so they either decide not to vote or vote for their not least favorite, but the other guy that they dislike. And unfortunately, this all does take time, and I think it also trickles down to the advisors. We need a new, fresh set of eyes on a lot of these different issues, because I think not only domestically, but foreign relations have been so tarnished that people look at the U.S. in a very different light than they did, say, 10 to 20 years ago.
Yeah. I travel a lot, and I get firsthand how people view America. There's been an extraordinary erosion of our image in the last just 5 to 10 years.
I think perhaps it would go back a little bit farther than 5 or 10 years. And the only reason I say that is, you know, I'm a bit of a political junkie, and I have to tell you, the passion that I have seen in the past with presidents just doesn't seem to exist today. Everybody seems to have an agenda today. I think the one place where you guys might disagree with me, though, is I would say that the President Obama really, truly is attempting and really did attempt to instigate a major change in this country. Now, I don't happen to agree with his policies, and I've been on record as saying that since 2008. But I think he did have a passion to do something. And you know, whether you agree or disagree, and again, I happen to disagree, I think that some of the stuff that he did was really incorrect. But the passion, you know, I don't view him necessarily as being what I would call a professional politician. And I would definitely put, for example, Bill and Hillary Clinton into the category of being a professional politician. And I'd probably put George Bush into that same category. Agree or disagree?
I agree with that. If I was going to say what one thing, what one attribute would really get me excited about anybody who would come forward, it would be this. Somebody who understands that without accountability, nothing can ever change. And that's, to me, been the macro theme for 2014 and 13 for the U.S. government, has been an utter lack of accountability for people in charge who have flagrantly violated the laws, the spirit, the letter of the laws of the land, and then refusing to prosecute the crimes that got committed at the sea level across the financial industry. Those are hairballs that are stuck in the nation's craw, and to me that's something that if somebody could just come in and be sort of a law and order candidate and say we're going to equally apply the laws, I think that would do a lot for this nation. But without accountability, you don't get change. I know that as a business person. I know that as a father. I know that as a human being. Somehow D.C. has lost the handle on that particular ball.
Thanks, Chris. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I've got to tell you, our prior guest, Chris Martinson, is a very, very interesting guy. We have a gentleman on the line with us right now who's no stranger to our audience. His name is Dan Oliver. Dan is the president of the Committee for Monetary Research and Education in New York. Dan is an interesting guy in the sense that he comes from, I would have to say, a very intellectual background. Both his mother and father currently live in Washington, D.C. They were, for lack of better terms, instrumental in working in the federal government, specifically under Reagan and then I believe under Bush Jr., if I'm not mistaken. A couple of people who are, I would have to say, very, very intelligent, typical East Coast, living in Connecticut, moved to New York, now live in Washington, D.C. folks. And that was the environment that Dan came out of. And Dan realized in that, coming out of that environment and chatting with a whole bunch of different people, the importance of people becoming aware of what's going on with the monetary system in the United States. Dan, tell us first of all a little bit about CMRE and then give us your views on what's going on in the with our monetary system.
Sure. Well, thanks for that introduction. The CMRE was founded in 1970 by a group of very accomplished intellectuals and businessmen who were concerned by the inflationary architecture that was set up at Bretton Woods in the 40s after World War II. And what's interesting about it is that they were warning in 1970 about the gold standard going away, about inflation hitting, and of course, That wasn't the conventional view at the time. Nixon didn't take us off the gold standard until a year later, and the 70s inflation didn't hit, you know, until over the next 10 years. But these guys were ahead of the curve in warning about that. And so when it hit, I think they were in a very good position to say, look, you know, these monetary principles that have been known about for, you know, hundreds of years, if you print money, then you get inflation. It's pretty basic. Applies just as much to the United States as everywhere else. some of the luminaries who were behind the organization were people like Henry Hazlitt, who wrote the famous book Economics in One Lesson that a lot of people grew up with in the previous generation. You can still get it online, I think, at the Mises Institute. Jean Grouef, who was Lou Lehrman's mentor and worked for de Gaulle and the French government in moving that country away from statism and more back towards free markets. And so you had this collection of very accomplished people, Fed governors, economists at major banks, all arguing against the inflationism that the Keynesians visited first on the global scale in the 50s and 60s, and then all those consequences hit the U.S. in the 70s. Since then, since Volcker jacked rates up to extraordinary levels, and by the way, Volcker has spoken to us several times, the dollar has stabilized, or destabilized for the 80s and 90s anyway, and so interest in these ideas faded a bit. The message didn't change, but you don't any longer get Fed governors and economists at Chase and elsewhere coming to talk about the gold standard. So the crowd has thinned out a bit, and the nature of the crowd has changed, but the message hasn't changed. And the message, I think, I'm convinced, reflects fundamental truths of markets that have been proven over and over again over thousands of years. I first discovered the organization, got involved in it after the 2008 financial crisis in 2009 and 10. And what was interesting to me at the time was that when I first started showing up, it was Gang Room Only. People all of a sudden following that crisis became aware of, as I did, I wasn't the gold guy before 2008. It was that crisis that led me to look into deeper into the monetary system and discovered that there are major problems with it and the role that gold has played in throughout history. So the interest in the organization really became quite extraordinary. And since then, since things have stabilized, interest has slackened a bit, only because, again, when things are stable and markets going up and everyone's getting rich, who has time to sit around and talk about very esoteric philosophical topics? But what tends to happen is that these topics tend to become very non-esoteric all of a sudden, i.e. when the market starts crashing and everyone wants to know why, and why are these banks failing, then the interest spikes up again. So one of our challenges is, I joke sometimes that our audience is a counter-indicator to what is happening in the markets, but to get the message out before the crash happens and to educate people, which is part of our mission, about the monetary system and the problems with it, the problems with the not just the Federal Reserve, but the idea of a Federal Reserve, the idea that a couple of guys can sit around and decide the best interest rate for the entire economy, and so the free market. And just that idea, I think when you think about it in those terms, it's fairly obvious that central planning doesn't work. That was the lesson of the 20th century. But for some reason, our intelligentsia has yet to learn that lesson. And our mission, our hope is to teach it both to them, but also to the public, so that they can understand what's happening and maybe avoid some of the negative consequences that I think are coming fairly soon in our own monetary system.
Dan, I think the CMRE is a great organization, and I think that you and the rest of its members provide a very valuable service. And I am looking forward to the newsletter that you will be releasing here once you rebrand, I believe, in the next little while. And we will have a link to that on our site when that is available for our listeners to sign up. Now, touching back on the monetary system, it seems like the whole world, or at least the big players in the monetary system, have all embraced this print forever, essentially, and not worry about what gold is behind their currency. But we have seen a bit of a resurgence in at least the general public saying, you know what, to their central banks, we think that we should have some gold, and that gold that we have should be within our borders. We saw that vote recently that did not pass, but in Switzerland, but at least we are seeing some sort of a resurgence. Doesn't this speak to you that maybe we are closer to people taking more notice than ever?
Oh, I think that's definitely true. And again, I think the more volatile things become, more people like me spend the time to figure out what's happening and then take action to protect themselves. But I think too, the goal is not just to protect a few people who figure it out and understand how the system works. It's also to change the policies that people, that the governments take that are so destructive. I mean, in terms of your comment about all the governments printing money, that is certainly true. And one of the things that I've been talking about a lot is If you understand Austrian economics, every intervention in the economy has to keep being greater and greater and greater to keep the market from crashing, because you're pushing the market further and further away from reality. And if you look at just the graph of commodity prices, you know, Greenspan tanked rates in 2001 to recover from the internet bubble. Commodities went on a tear. They crash in 2008. Bernanke prints a bunch of money. They go up. He prints more. They go further. QE3 wasn't as strong, and commodities didn't really respond. And now they've tapered, and commodities are crashing. So I think that in the very near future, we're going to have the next major crisis that's going to force policymakers to make fundamental decisions like, do we print? It's not just printing money anymore. The next stage is going to be huge amounts of printing. I mean, what I've been saying is, if assuming Austrian economics is correct, and I assume it is correct, the next intervention has to be as unimaginable today as 2008 was in 2007. And so the intervention of the economy is going to have to be huge. And so what we'd like to do is try to educate people, policymakers, congressmen, so on and so forth, to oppose those policies when they come, when they're proposed, and they're going to be, I think, in the near future when the next crash comes. So it's not just about individuals, although of course that's important. It's also about creating institutional awareness so that when these Keynesians get up and want more of the same, i.e. more money printing, there'll be a basis, a philosophical argument to oppose them and prevent that from happening.
Well, I got to tell you, I think the CMRE Committee for Monetary Research and Education is an excellent organization that you're involved with. I think it's very important. If nothing else, people need to be aware of Austrian economics. You know, Jeff Deist, the president of the Mises Institute, is a regular guest on our program, good friend of Corey's and mine. And I have to tell you, you know, a lot of conversations, informal conversations we've had with Jeff, really, really stressed to me the real value and the real importance of Austrian economics. The Keynesian system, long term, just is never going to work. Dan, it's always a pleasure having you on the program. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to wrap up the show with Glenn Downs, Chief of Staff for Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition, Corey and I are chatting with our Washington insider and good friend Glenn Downs right now. Now, Glenn, I have a question for you dealing with some comments that were on the site earlier this week. A gentleman by the name of Matthew says the following, and this has to do with big government. He says, what? Both the Democrats and the Republicans love their government as long as they are in control. Both parties are, in fact, left. And by that he means both are full of collectivists that view their governments as a force for good. All right. I have a tendency to agree with Matthew on that one, but then again, I am not a big believer in big government. What do you think about that comment, Glenn?
Well, Al, we saw in the lame duck session of Congress that just ended verification of Matthew's point of view. You know, the so-called omnibus bill, the continuing resolution / omnibus, that funded government, and it turned out to be about a 1,700-page bill that had all sorts of things in it that, like Obamacare, you had to pass it before you could read it to find out what was in there, was passed not by ideological Republicans or conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats. In fact, it was passed on the strength of what is being lauded in the Washington, D.C. press as this new so-called governing majority, where you have, say, the Harry Reid's of the world get together with the Barack Obamas of the world, or get together with the John Boehners of the world, and they pass some bill that funds a lot of their preferred big government priorities, some that big government conservatives like, and some big government liberals like, much as Matthew just indicated. You know, we've talked before about the old joke in Washington that there are two parties. There's the stupid party and there's the evil party, and occasionally they'll get together and do something bipartisan that's both stupid and evil, and that seems to be the direction that we're headed, and it's very disturbing.
Well, and Glenn, back to Matthew's comment, I agree with him in the sense of Republicans and Democrats are all, it seems like, 100% behind what they want to push forward, and I think in a way that is a good thing that government officials do believe in what they're supporting. It's just the problem of what they're supporting right now, and it's a problem of where these parties have entrenched themselves and what lines they draw, and unfortunately, that's not something that changes quickly, and it needs to change over time, but I haven't seen a whole lot of want or need in the parties to change, unfortunately, but maybe you can tell me something different.
No, actually, it's probably a little worse than what you just indicated, Corey. You know, there's the so-called deep state, people that are unelected, unaccountable, individuals who by name most people have never heard of, and it's very difficult to know precisely what they're up to, but who are making all sorts of decisions that affect people's lives in ways that are much more profound than anything going on here around Congress. And lest I sound conspiratorial, I mean, it's pretty easy to name. Obviously, to start off with the monetary authorities here in the U.S. and then around the world, central bankers around the world admittedly collaborate and collude on all sorts of international monetary actions. And obviously, that is money, as Ron Paul likes to say, being one half of every transaction. You know, literally, that touches everything anybody does anywhere in the country that involves commerce, which is pretty much everything. What happens if we went from a Republican House to a larger Republican majority in the House, a Democratic Senate to a Democrat to a Republican Senate, but nothing's going to change, for instance, with our monetary policies. In terms of our the foreign policy establishment, whether it's in the State Department, the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, the Department of Defense, there's literally no difference from having these days in really substantive ways between having one party being in charge in Washington and the other party being in charge of Washington. Obviously, Mr. Bush was the president of the United States, Mr. George Bush the younger, and had Robert Gates as the Secretary of Defense. And then we had, obviously, Obama comes in, and who's his Secretary of Defense? Well, it's Robert Gates. I mean, literally, it wasn't just the same thinking. In many instances, it's the same people. Same thing goes on in the Treasury Department. Same thing goes on in a host of alphabet soup agencies, three-letter agencies and otherwise. You know, that's why it's very interesting. I think you and I talked about, before the election, me meeting with some pollsters. And the pollsters said, listen, they were predicting, and they pretty actively predicted what was going to happen within a few degrees of separation in November. But one of the things that the pollsters said, and these were Republican pollsters, so this is going to be a Republican year, but do not misunderstand that swing voters out there are suddenly becoming Republican. This is an anti-Obama vote. And he said, I remember one in particular saying, I wish you could be in a focus group with me. I have literally had people break down and cry. People are just despairing because they believe it doesn't matter who they vote for. Nothing changes in Washington. I can pick up the phone. I can swamp the Capitol Hill switchboards, and it doesn't change anything. You know, whether it was Obamacare or immigration or whatever the things are, you know, it just doesn't matter. And that's why we went from Republicans controlling things in the 2000s, and Democrats got swept into power, and then the Democrats got swept back out of power, and then Obama got reelected, and now here in the 2014 elections, there's anti-Obama elections. People are trying to get something to change here in Washington, but the evidence is suggesting that those votes aren't making much of a difference in terms of affecting change. And the really sobering and chilling indicator of that is what just happened in the lame duck, where we started the conversation with this cromnibus. In fact, it was, you know, people would have thought, my gosh, we finally have gotten this new Republican majority in the House and the Senate, so what we will pass the minimum amount of things we can pass here to keep the government functioning until we get into the 2015, the new Congress has come in, we've got a strengthened Republican majority in the House, a new Republican majority in the Senate, and we'll be able to then really begin to whittle away at Obamacare and some of the other initiatives that the people just seemingly voted for when you had that big Republican year. And instead, a Republican official in Washington colluded with a Democratic official in Washington to come up with a bill that makes certain interests happy but can't make a lot of people out there that are wanting change very happy at all.
gentleman by the name of Wayne says, virtually everyone in America today is a collectivist or a Marxist. Do you support public education? If you do, you are a Marxist. Real Americans hate government schools, property taxes, income taxes, graduated or not, central banks, and the infringement of inheritance rights, not to mention the right to free speech and the right to own weapons. I don't know if I agree with that. What do you think, Glenn?
He's making a logical, but a little extreme argument.
Yes, yeah, but it is logical. Yeah, it's logical.
But,
go ahead.
But let's be honest, too. This is not a track that we're on that began with Barack Obama. If Barack Obama wasn't president of the United States, the Federal Reserve System has been around for 100 years and still exists. We have a debt-based monetary system that where the government is principally yielded its authority to central bankers to control monetary policy, to central bankers that exercise monetary policy through the commercial banking system and loan creation. And that's created, as Chris Temple, your frequent guest, has described, that in and of itself is a mathematically unsustainable model. Fractional reserve banking becomes a mathematically unsustainable model. We started government programs like Social Security 80 years ago or so that were always Ponzi schemes. From a mathematical standpoint, it required more and more and more and more people coming in at the bottom. And at the end of the day, it was always going to get to this crisis. That, by the way, one of those is right upon us, too, and notwithstanding other things. People have become hooked on these programs, but these programs, they're like big crack babies that were born to crack addict mothers, and they were born, they came into the world hooked on these programs. So we've got a big problem.
Unfortunately, Glenn, I think we do have a big problem, and I think people are starting to take notice, just like what you said with the election this year, the anti-Obama election. I think people really are wanting change and not being able to get it. So that's kind of a bad way to end this weekend show, but on that note, I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. We had a great time putting it together. A very happy and prosperous 2015 to everybody. And please come on back to our website, leave some comments. We always enjoy hearing from you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners. Do not constitute investment advice and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.